One of the most spectacular views of Dallas's new Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge isn't from an upscale apartment or office tower. It's from the ground in the humble neighborhood of La Bajada. This community of small, modest homes backs up to a Trinity River levee. Like many here, 41-year-old Elizabeth Castillo grew up in this poor but proud area. She raised her own children here and now babysits her grandchildren here. She loves where she lives.
The view of downtown, I mean, the neighbors, you know, they're nice. It's peaceful. I mean, it's just, I feel good here.
Castillo is excited about the new bridge because she hopes it will mean new jobs. But she's also concerned about developers who see her view of the bridge and want it for themselves. Some of her neighbors have already had offers to sell.
My husband is working hard, you know, for us to pay off this home, you know. And then people coming over and trying to take our home away or, you know, I don't think it's fair. Because it takes years for, you know, for someone to have something of their own, just for someone else to just come and say, hey, you know, I buy your home for whatever, you know. It's hard. It's very hard.
Castillo's neighborhood is trying to gather enough signatures to petition the city for an NSO, or Neighborhood Stabilization Overlay, that would protect La Bajada from high-rise condos. Randall White chairs the West Dallas Chamber of Commerce. He's an economic ambassador for the area, driving potential investors around to personally point out good spots for new businesses. He's confident developers will integrate existing neighborhoods into their plans.
We have a different spirit here, and it is about bridging, no pun intended, cultures, classes, types of businesses together to create a new model. We are past the point in Dallas where the scrape and burn approach to development and the kind of big box retail development that you can't walk to or bike to, we're past that. Can't happen anymore.
White says developers won't tear down Singleton Avenue storefronts like Cordova's, a bright yellow taqueria, or Estrella's, a small bakery painted blue and orange. White points to the Workroom, a once vacant industrial building which is now an upscale home decor shop filled with antiques, original art, and a floral design studio. It's the first new business along the street. Owner Nick Troilo says he feels like a modern-day pioneer.
I've already had people come in and ask me about, you know, what they thought about opening stuff over here, and I give them the real truth.
Which is?
It's a risk. You know, I've gone a week with nobody walking in. But, I think it's going to take a couple more years.
Longtime business owners in La Bajada hope to see more customers sooner. At Wimpy's Hamburgers, owner Lupe Zarati wraps up an order of fries in brown paper. The small walk-up hamburger stand has been part of West Dallas since the 1970s. The Zaratis also own another nearby neighborhood restaurant, the Doghouse. Lupe's daughter, also named Lupe, says both places need new customers badly.
The street is just like mainly a freeway. You know, it's a lot of people use it mainly not to stop by or look around. It's mainly for traffic, so they won't go through the freeways. In other words, traffic, that's mainly what this street's been being used for right now. I'd love it to stay around.
Wimpy's, the Doghouse, and the other local businesses that dot Singleton Avenue are hopeful the bridge proves to be the shot in the arm planners envision. But new development can also bring higher property taxes, and longtime owners say that could force them to leave. Jacqueline Fellows, KERA News.